Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for Roivant Sciences Ltd, a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but is definitely worth a deep dive for long-term investors like us. If you're looking to build wealth over time with smart picks, let's unpack what makes this biotech player tick, where it's shining, where it's stumbling, and what could shape its future. Stick with me as we break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Roivant Sciences, along with some key insights to keep you engaged and informed. First off, for those who might not be super familiar, Roivant Sciences Ltd operates in the biotech space, focusing on developing and commercializing innovative therapies across a range of diseases. They're part of the broader healthcare sector, specifically in the biotechnology industry, and they've carved out a niche by building a portfolio of companies targeting unmet medical needs. Think of them as a hub for drug development with a unique model that spins out specialized subsidiaries. Based out of the US, they've got a global footprint and a team of dedicated folks driving their mission forward. Now let's talk about what's been happening with Roivant recently. Looking at their performance over the past year, there's been some volatility, but the longer-term trends show a mixed bag. Decent growth in certain periods, but not without some dips that might raise an eyebrow. On the news front, there's buzz around their pipeline progress and strategic moves, which we'll dig into shortly. Their latest earnings call for Q3 2024 also dropped some juicy tidbits about their financial health and future plans, so we'll weave that into our analysis. With that quick snapshot out of the way, let's dive into the meat of this SWOT analysis and see if Roivant is a hidden gem or a risky bet for your portfolio. Strengths. Robust cash position. One of the standout points from their Q3 2024 earnings call is that Roivant is sitting on a hefty cash pile. This kind of liquidity gives them the firepower to fund R&D without sweating short-term cash crunches, a huge plus in the capital-intensive biotech world. For long-term investors, this means they've got runway to innovate without desperate fundraising. Innovative business model. Their approach of creating focused subsidiaries to tackle specific therapeutic areas is a strength that sets them apart. It allows for agility and specialization, potentially speeding up drug development timelines compared to traditional, monolithic biotech firms. Strong pipeline progress. Based on the earnings call summary, they're making notable strides in their clinical programs. While I won't bore you with every detail, the updates suggest they're on track with key trials, which could translate to blockbuster drugs down the line if approvals come through. Solid gross margins. Looking at their financials, their gross profit margin is impressive for a company at this stage. This suggests they're managing costs well on the revenue they're pulling in, even if net profitability isn't fully there yet, a good sign for future scalability. Weaknesses. Profitability challenges. Let's be real here. Roivant isn't printing money on the bottom line yet. Their net income figures and net profit margin still show they're in the red, which isn't uncommon for biotech but remains a concern. For us long-term folks, this means patience is required, and there's risk if they can't turn the corner soon. High debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't exactly comforting. While they've got cash, the debt load could weigh them down if interest rates climb or if cash burn accelerates without revenue to match. It's something to watch, especially if market conditions tighten. Dependence on clinical success. Like most biotechs, their fate hinges on trial outcomes and regulatory nods. The earnings call mentioned some legal and clinical challenges, and any major setback could tank sentiment and delay their path to profitability. It's a high-stakes game. Valuation concerns. Their current price-to-earnings ratio isn't applicable due to negative earnings, but the price-to-sales ratio suggests the market is pricing in a lot of future growth. If they don't deliver, that valuation could come crashing down, spooking short-term traders and even testing long-term holders. Opportunities. Pipeline payoff potential. The earnings call highlighted significant growth opportunities for 2025 and beyond, tied to their advancing pipeline. If even one or two of their key drugs hit the market, the revenue upside could be massive. For long-term investors, this is the kind of catalyst that could 10x a position over a decade. Industry tailwinds. The biotech sector often benefits from aging populations and rising healthcare demand, while Roivant's specific industry performance metrics show mixed results compared to peers. The broader trend of innovation in healthcare could lift all boats, especially for a player with a unique model like theirs. Strategic partnerships and M&A. Their earnings call hinted at leveraging their strong financial position for strategic moves. Whether it's partnerships or acquisitions, Roivant could expand its portfolio or geographic reach, unlocking new revenue streams. Keep an eye on news here. It could be a game changer. Forward valuation optimism. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts seem to expect better earnings in the coming years, with a reasonable range between the high and low forecasts. This suggests the market sees a path to profitability, which could attract more institutional interest if they execute well. Threats, clinical and legal risks. As mentioned in the earnings call, they're navigating some legal and clinical hurdles. A failed trial or adverse ruling could not only delay progress, but also hammer investor confidence. Biotech is brutal. One misstep can erase years of gains. Competitive pressure. The biotech space is crowded, and Roivant's industry performance metrics show they're not always outpacing peers in short-term returns. Bigger players with deeper pockets could outmaneuver them on innovation or market access, especially if Roivant's cash advantage erodes. Market sentiment swings. Even though we're long-term focused, short-term volatility in the sector can't be ignored. If broader healthcare or biotech sentiment sours, say due to policy changes or economic downturns, Roivant could get dragged down regardless of its fundamentals. Regulatory headwinds. Getting drugs approved is never a sure thing. Any delays or rejections from agencies like the FDA could stall their growth story, especially since their revenue is still heavily tied to future products rather than current cash cows. Now, let's tie this all together with a few insights before we wrap up. One thing that jumps out is Roivant's cash position. It's a double-edged sword. It gives them flexibility, but if they don't deploy it effectively, or if debt becomes a burden, that strength could turn into a liability. On the flip side, their pipeline updates from the Q3 2024 earnings call are genuinely exciting. For those of us with a long-term horizon, biotech often rewards patience, and Roivant could be one of those stories where a few years of waiting pays off big time. But, and this is a big but, the risks are real. Clinical failures or legal snags could set them back, so diversification in your portfolio remains key. Don't put all your eggs in this basket, no matter how promising it looks. In conclusion, Roivant Sciences Ltd. presents a compelling yet risky case for long-term investors. Their innovative model, strong cash reserves, and pipeline potential are solid reasons to keep them on your watch list. But the lack of current profitability, debt concerns, and inherent biotech risks mean you've got to tread carefully. The outlook for 2025 and beyond seems optimistic based on their plans, but execution is everything. If you're intrigued by what you've heard, dive deeper into their filings and stay updated with us here at MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus our bullet point SWOT breakdowns on the platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think of Roivant's future? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.